Well, come on, let's give God glory in the house today. Anybody know God is real? Come on, let's praise Him. Come on, let's clap our hands and lift our voices. Come on, cry, tell Him. Sing it for me now. Jesus. For my God to do, every storm that I face, He's carried me through. When I'm down and out, He lifts me up. I know that He'll be there to help me too. Talk to my tears, He helps me to stand. When my broke need a lot of money, my friends acting funny, He's always right there. He's always gonna help me. No other. I know that He's real.
Well, hello, 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 and glory, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. I'm your presiding pastor, Pastor McCarty, Chicago-based poet known as Sister Poochie, and you were just listening to Jeff Wilford in the Volunteer Mass Choir where Jesus is Real. Now, if you want to find out about the ministry, I would encourage you to go to the website, jhom.org. That's jhom.org. Not only will you find out everything about the ministry, you can also download our free smartphone app. It's just scroll down after the Bible verse, and you will see not only the radio show, but you will see a download for the smartphone app. It's free for both iOS and Android users. On there is a full-length Bible, content from the show, videos from me, connections to all our Facebook pages, social media, and all those things. So it gives you everything in your pocket. You can jam us. Also, to let you know, if you have an Alexa device, you can ask Alexa who Sister Poochie is now. And you can also listen to the podcast through iHeartRadio. So if you have the device, the auto device, or have iHeart in your car, or anywhere you can hook up with iHeartRadio, you can definitely listen to the show on the go. I want to thank everybody who's already downloaded the app and everyone who listens to the show. I haven't been on for a couple of weeks because I have been sick, and praying and asking the Lord to give me the strength to come back. And he always has me come back when he's ready for me to come back. And he renews me when he's ready to renew me. And that's what happens when we submit our lives to God. We let him guide us. And he'll guide us to exactly what he wants us to do. So you never have to worry about that. Now, today's show is called I Know Who I Am. Gospel House Reigns. This is the Gospel House of Reigns. But this is I Know Who I Am. See, we're going to be coming from 1 John, the third chapter, the first to the third verse. And this is about our identity and knowing and embracing who we are. We were made in God's own image. We have his DNA. He's our father. We're his children, which means just like I'm a McCarty and I got that because of my father and my mom. Well, God is my father and I have spiritual DNA and it's all his. And it reads, and I read in the mighty name of Jesus, grab your Bibles. Go to the app, because there's a full-length Bible on there. And again, 1 John, the third chapter, the first to the third verse, I read, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that it is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. So we have to prepare ourselves by purifying ourselves and getting rid of bad thoughts, bad habits, bad ways, sinning. Listen. God loves us so much that he calls us his children. Because that's exactly who we are. We are children of the Most High God. That is such an honor, such a privilege, and should feel more comforting than anything in this world. Now, people might not recognize that you are a child of God, but that's because they don't know God. And that's what it's trying to say. They don't know us because they don't know him. So don't get upset when people don't recognize who you are. Just know who you are. What we will eventually be, the glory that we are setting up in heaven with what we're doing here on earth, our riches and our treasures and our hopes and our dreams that we are setting up in heaven for when Christ returns, is when we will see exactly who we are and what we are, because we're going to see Christ and we're going to be just like him. And he is the Son of God. So I'm saying this whole show, as we go into the Gospel House mix, and I want you to, you know, rejoice and thank God for all that he has done for us, making us his children, not just his creation. His children. That's how much the Father loved us. That's how much the Father loved us. And you know, I have to say one thing. Once you realize just how much God loves you, it makes it easier to face this world. It makes it easier, everyone, because you don't feel like no one is there. Because God is there. Now, we can't see God, so it's hard. I know it's hard. It's hard for me sometimes to battle what the flesh is doing. But the hope lies that Christ is strongest when I'm at my weakest. So as I'm battling my demons and the things that I have trouble getting a hold of, I know one thing. Christ is working on my behalf to strengthen me up and present me as upright and righteous to the Father, because God sees us through Christ's eyes. Okay? No matter how much we sin, Christ forgives us. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing to have in your life, and that is the hope and the glory of Christ. And if you have not accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I invite you to do it right now. Just invite him. Say, Lord Jesus, come into my life. I make you my Lord and Savior. Cleanse me of my sins. Show me my ways. Show me the way to go. I surrender to you. And just like that, that's all it takes. And then go get baptized, okay? All right, everybody. We're going to roll into the Gospel House Mix for the week. Again, this is the Gospel House Rain. So we have a 37-minute mix coming up. So get ready to really give God some praise. We can give him some praise for the word we just received because it was such good news. We can just praise him simply from that. And also, you're going to look for the message and embed it in the mix because it's a ministry within itself. So everybody, get off your feet. Lean back in your chair. Do whatever you have to do. Snap your fingers, tap your toes, but make some movement for the Lord. He's worthy of it. Let's go.
Love. He's gonna let me tell you. Break it down. Go, DJ. Break it down.
Giving God the praise, giving God the glory. Let's do this.
So smile on your face. I'm a witness here. Turn that frown into a smile. Here, put a smile on your face. I'm a witness here. Turn that frown into a smile. Here, put a smile on your face. I'm a witness here. Turn that frown into a smile. Here, put a smile on your face. I'm a witness here.
DJ.
That was the Gospel House Mix for the week. Everybody, catch your breath. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you got a chance to get off your feet and give God some praise and some honor and some glory. Let's go back to a reading, for that's the reason why we're here. That is to increase our faith by hearing the word of God. 1 John, the third chapter, the first to the third verse says, "See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it does not know him." Dear friends, know we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when Christ appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. All who have this hope in him purify themselves just as he is pure. Everyone, remember that you're a child of God. Hold your head up and know that he takes care of all of his creations, especially his very own. Okay, everybody, we're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here. Of course, if you have any questions, comments, want to contact us, jhomorg1@gmail.com. That's the number one. And definitely download that smartphone app, jhom.org. All right, we're going to roll out here with "How Great Thou Art" by Society Hill Music. Everyone, peace, love, and blessings, and I will see you Saturday, God willing. All right, everybody.